We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week four, football's in the books. Time to get ready for week five. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week five, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you can get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means a couple things. First off, we have Bob Flounders and Andy Shea back in with me, and it means I need to announce our Ask Ross winner. Yes, guys, I am on a hot streak remembering. It is Mike from Baltimore, so Mike will be getting in touch with you in the next couple days and get you your Labatt Blue shirt. They are fantastic. All right, guys. I scolded you a little bit for going off on the John Dunmore thing in quarter number one. The reason for that was I wanted to spend this segment talking about the wide receiver position. I know we've talked about it a lot during the offseason, but there's probably more question marks there than there is at any other position group. So that's what made me want to revisit it. Bob, I'm going to start with you. And as you mentioned earlier, John Dunmore is a player that you've been a big advocate of his since his high school days. What effect overall does his departure have on the wide receiver outlook?
So I think it is significant. The one thing we don't know, guys, because Penn State's always been tight-lipped about this stuff, is we don't know if Penn State's been kind of preparing for maybe him not being around for a while. You just don't know what was going on behind the scenes, if this was a sudden decision or maybe it was something he was mulling, you know, for months. It could be very well be that this maybe did not catch them off guard. But in terms of pure talent, it certainly impacts the receiver room. Two points I want to make. I think it also – so now Jahan Dotson's presence, a healthy Jahan Dotson, I think becomes even more important. They really need him for – to be in good health and to hit the ground running literally for all eight games. Because if something would happen to him, I think then that really clouds the issue. The other thing is, if you remember, you know, the last couple of years, there's been players who I think have toyed with maybe leaving the program and that have stayed and they've gone on to have some pretty good success. I think Deshaun Hamilton was a guy that maybe after his first 2 years, we weren't sure how he fit in at Penn State. He came back. And his last year at Penn State was his best in terms of impact. Last year, Lamont Wade was the guy that briefly entered the transfer portal. Wasn't sure what his role was. He came back, locked down a safety job, and he played very well for Penn State. A guy like Cam Sullivan Brown, who Jahan Dotson specifically mentioned as a guy, to me, having a good camp last week, was a guy that I think was also in that same situation. Hasn't really done anything at Penn State yet. I think he was thinking about maybe leaving or maybe giving up football. I think he briefly thought about the transfer portal. You just wonder if maybe this is setting up for something again, for maybe if he's going to have a solid year, they're going to probably count on him and Daniel George early until the young guys are ready. I know they like their young guys, but you just wonder if maybe Cam Sullivan Brown, sometimes things work out that way. You make the decision to stay, you recommit to the program. an opportunity arises and you kind of take it and you really kind of thrive. I'll be watching him early in the year, guys.
Andy, you know, Bob talked about Cam Sullivan Brown, and also I'll bring up Daniel George. These guys, they're the veterans who have been in the system for a while. We'll get to the young guys in a second, but those two guys, I believe Cam Sullivan Brown, Bob also had some injury issues.
Yes.
Daniel George, a couple years, burst onto the scene with that very long touchdown catch. Andy, how important is it for one or both of these veteran receivers to step up and perhaps be number two guy after Jahan Dotson?
Well, it's got to be somebody, right? Because, you know, you're looking at a big, you know, I don't see anybody, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, that really worries me, Berger, if you ask. You know, I mean, combine these guys, they have 23 catches for a little over 300 yards and one touchdown in their careers, right? You look at that and know, okay, what do I have and what are we working with? And Bob's right, they got young guys and you know, they like some of their young guys. And the running game, you know, when I look at these two guys, they need a little help, right? Their careers tell me that they're not like guys, right? They're not dudes. They need a little help maybe to be a little better. They can be better on their own, but they need a little help to be a little more productive. I think, you know, with a running game around them, an All-American tight end, those kind of things really help. A better version of Sean Clifford, which we can fully expect, is a realistic expectation. That's going to help too. But, I mean, beyond Jahan Dotson, and excuse me if I'm, you know, being a little negative Nelly here, if you think of what Ohio State rolls out there in the secondary to go against you, Jahan Dotson ain't scaring those guys, right? The room looks really skinny and absent of impact from my chair. That's just the way I see it now. But I do think, you know, a development of somebody, anybody, that sort of gives Jahan Dotson a little more help. And I think Jahan Dotson's really good. I don't think he's a really good number one receiver. I think he's a really good college football receiver, but I don't think he's your guy. And I don't think Penn State has a guy necessarily. So how do you take the absence of that and mesh it? It means that Daniel George and Cam Sullivan Brown, who have a little bit of salt and pepper on them, they need to be bigger, better, and more elevated somehow in their game. They've got some help around them, but it's still up to them.
Okay. You know, Bob, here's what I find interesting. In the course of one answer, Andy was able to say negative Nelly, players having salt and pepper in them, and perhaps my favorite, which I've never heard this before, there's a nobody that worries me Berger.
Yes.
All right. So
that was my favorite, the Berger. But yeah.
Me right, too, man. Andy. You always come up with something to surprise us, Andy. Okay, Bob. We had Andy talk about the veterans. Now I'm going to put the pressure on you and your answer and see what new terms you could come up with. I want to ask you about some of the youngsters that we keep hearing about. Keandre Lambert, Parker Washington, those are the names that just keep cropping up. And that doesn't happen unless there's a something there, Berger. So... Yeah. Help me out. What kind of burger is that?
Yeah. So during the Zoom calls last week, I talked to Joey Porter and Keaton Ellis, and I said, who are the guys? Like, are there some players that could surprise this year? Who's impressed you? And they both mentioned Keandre Lambert Smith, who enrolled early. And usually when that happens, you know, that's a player. You know, they're not going to make that up. It's they're young players based on what they see, based on maybe that receiver giving them problems. I think that he is definitely a guy that Penn State will now take a longer look at. Also, you know, TJ Jones, I think, was a guy that Penn State had already liked in his second year because of some of the things he probably did on the practice field last year and maybe early in winter workouts this year. Two strong possibilities for sure. It's James always talks about young wideouts being able to play right away because it's really not that complicated. So I would look for those two. And I would just say, you know, Ross talks about this a lot, and he's talked about it, you know, in the offseason about, you know, maybe the decision for Kirk isn't the third wideout. What if the second tight end is better than the third wideout? Maybe we see a lot more two tight end sets. I will say that there's never – I don't think there's ever going to be a better opportunity for a kid like Zach Kuntz than right now. John Dunmore's out of the equation. He's, you know, he's gotten bigger. They want to play two tight end sets. Theo Johnson had an injury as a – you know, he was a little nicked up and he probably wouldn't have went through spring anyway. He's a little bit raw. I don't know about Brenton Strange. They don't have established wideouts other than Jahan Dotson. I mean, if he's ready, he's got the opportunity he wants to maybe see some serious playing time. And maybe he is actually one of the answers to the wideout question. Maybe less of the wideouts, more the two tight end set, and maybe now's the time for Zach Kuntz. I think he's got a great opportunity.
Well, Bob, you beat me to the punch there, and I'll ask this of you, Andy. Is the answer to that additional receiver perhaps in another room? Is it the second tight end burger? Or as – I can't let it go. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, our own Ross Tucker, where the last 2 weeks we've talked to him about the offensive coordinator position and if he were there or what we might see from Kurt Schrocka. And Ross brought up the idea of a second running back, not to use as the tradition, no, not a fullback, but do things, say, with Devin Ford that you might otherwise do with the receiver, with doing something, you know, with jet sweeps and a ghost orbit motion. So might that additional receiver, Andy, actually turn out to be a second running back or an additional tight end?
So this is Kirk Shiraka's biggest challenge in his first year as the offensive coordinator. You got strength at the running back position. You got strength at the tight end position. You got strength at your offensive line. And you got huge hole slash weakness at your wide receiver position. How does he cover that up, right? That's the football analysis in my from my seat of how does he cover up his weakness, right? How does he hide it a little bit? Because it's just – and does he do it with two running backs? Does he do it with tight end? To me, I think Bob's right. It feels like a two tight end, a little bit more two tight end, bunching them, a little bit different set than you would normally see from Penn State. But that's where your strengths are. You got to elevate your strengths and hide your weaknesses a little bit when you have a gap like this, especially at the wide receiver position, in my opinion. And I think this is the biggest challenge for Kirk to maneuver and figure out. He's got choices, but it's a tough maneuver.
It's going to be very interesting to see, and we're only a couple weeks away from it. All right, guys, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.